There are three major considerations you need to become an amazing public speaker. And so many people miss them because they are too busy focusing their attention on their inner dialogue and not how they will better affect their audience. Point number one, speaking is speaking whether you have a public or not. So take the public out of it for a second and you realize that speaking is a physical deed. It's an action operated by your body. If you want to better your speaking ability, you need to adopt habits which support the mechanisms of the voice to be able to perform and use it how you desire. And my tip for that is to be like the Karate Kid. Take a look at this short animation.
Young boy moves to new town, gets bullied by idiots, tries to learn karate from books, fails, gets beaten up by idiots. Old man saves the day using karate. Man takes pity on boy, so promises karate training in exchange for chores around the house. Boy cleans cars, sands floors, paints fences, and even a house. After a month, boy demands, "Oi, granddad, where's my karate lessons?" Old man throws kicks and punches at boy. Boy magically blocks each one, and all because of muscle memory built up over weeks of repetitive movement doing basic household chores.
So how is being like the Karate Kid going to help you become a better public speaker? Simple. The muscles involved with your voice need to be trained. The Karate Kid didn't have a clue why he was doing the household chores and that he was secretly training his body to become a more effective karate master machine. In comparison, since your voice is created mainly by muscles, you can train those muscles to work better and therefore perform better as a speaker. Which brings me on to point two. It takes approximately 2 months to adopt more permanent improvement in your public speaking ability. And well, why is that? How can I justify that? Simple. Well, in order for the body to adopt new habits, you have to put in conscious effort to maintain these practices long enough until it becomes an unconscious and automated action. But the good news is after around 8 weeks of continued consistent practice, your body remembers them, and so these new behaviors become automated. And that's what we're looking to do. Which means you can now focus on what you're saying as opposed to how you're saying it. And that, my friends, is vocal freedom. It's a good thing to strive for, trust me. My tip to achieving this: figure out what area of improvement you need and spend 2 months of dedicated practice each day consistently working on that area. 8 weeks later, you'll have it sorted so you can move on to the next thing and maybe even focus more on your delivery as opposed to the voice itself. Point three on becoming an amazing public speaker. I've talked about this speaking part as being physical, and then I offered ways in which to overcome and address issues there. But now, when you bring the public back in, what happens? Shock, horror, fear. Happens. Fear creates stress in the mind, which transposes directly into the body as tension. And when this happens, the voice suffers. Anyone who's watched any of my videos will know my thoughts on tension in the voice. Even if you master your voice, the debilitating effects of fear will stop you in your tracks. So what's the point in having a masterful speaking ability if your mind blocks you off from being able to use it effectively? So then, my third tip today, and equally as important as the others, is that you need to master your fear. And this is one area where knowledge truly is power. And so I'm going to demystify it for you right now. Many people don't realize that fear of public speaking is actually a fear of being ridiculed and ostracized. Why this matters to us as humans is that we haven't physically or emotionally evolved enough to have yet left our tribal instincts behind and have brought them into the modern world. And more importantly, public speaking scenarios where they simply just do not belong. When humans lived in tribes and smaller communities, everyone knew everyone. Because of this, everyone knew everyone's business, and well, with this came a very real need to get along with your tribe and to appear like a good community member. Because if you said anything that upset the group on the whole, or if you were ridiculed and ostracized for your attitude or behavior, then this, in the worst case, could lead to banishment. Banishment meant losing connection with your tribe. It meant being kicked out and left to fend for yourself. and that meant that enemy tribes, wild animals, and the natural elements would now become a very deadly force against your survival. Long story short, this is where your fear comes from. It's very real and has played an extremely important role in human survival. But you need to recognize that public speaking isn't the same thing as survival. This knowledge is power. But how can you convince your body and mind to understand and act upon this knowledge? Well, I've now opened the door. You just got to walk through it. Simple as that. Daily, consistent practice. Not only physically, but in self-belief and knowledge surrounding your physiology, your psychology, and your performance ability. Below is a link to a web page I've created on the topic of fear of public speaking. It's taken from my new course, Public Speaking Mastery, and will give you the tools to overcome this irrational fear, I'd say completely. As for the rest, well, I've over 150 videos on this channel now. Just go ahead and take your pick. Or sign up to one of my online courses and set yourself a program to achieve those results that way. Either way, you know, the information's out there. I hope this has been useful, and I really hope that you are able to master your public speaking ability. My name's Darren McStay from vocabilities.com. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.